Chances are you should still be practicing complete sets of wings in exercise 2. Don't shortchange yourself by quitting these exercises prematurely. That will just make later steps more difficult and frustrating and cut down on your otherwise exciting vocal breakthroughs. To make the decision whether or not to move on to tape 3, tone and volume, ask yourself, am I reaching and pushing for pitches, or am I now singing the exercises with a relaxed mental approach? Evaluate your range. Is your range expanding? Are you able to sing the entire range of each vocal exercise? Lastly, are you totally comfortable keeping your jaw open and unmoving? Is your stomach relaxed as you sing the vocal exercises? If your voice started out breathy, has that changed? Are you able to now sing the exact vowel sound without the hiss of air? These are the details that need to be conquered to a large degree before moving on to the exercises on tape 3. When you're ready, first read chapter 10, then roll up your sleeves and begin exploring the next series of vocal exercises on tape 3, tone and volume. In the meantime, have fun exploring and developing your voice with tape 2, range and control.